I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, let me get you caught up. I know a lot of people wait on this. It's very important, and people love it. It's the Yankee starting lineup.
Here we go.
Brought to you by Bigelow Tea and Serta Pro Painters. Yankees tied with the best record in baseball, and Anthony Volpe is going to lead off, play short. Juan Soto in right, bat second. Hitting third, center fielder Aaron Judge. Cleanup, DH, Giancarlo Stanton. Anthony Rizzo at first, he's going to bat fifth. Batting sixth, playing second base, Gleyber Torres. Alex Verdugo, they call him Dugs. He's in left field, batting seventh. Batting eighth, and catching, Jose Trevino. Batting ninth and playing third base, Oswaldo Cabrera, Clark Schmidt on the mound. Peter, I want to tell you this.
What?
So Jose Trevino came up to me in the clubhouse in Toronto, and you know he saw that we had those three wrestling guests on. He said, "Are you a big wrestling fan? Because I love wrestling." I said, "Unfortunately, I'm not, but Peter is." He goes, "Oh, okay," and he walked away. But he definitely wanted to talk about it, and I didn't have the arsenal for it.
Well, it's unfortunate that he doesn't, you know. You should have said,
I give him your number?
No, but you could have said, have you heard of the Cheap Heat podcast? It's available.
Which is available now wherever you get podcasts.
Should be ingrained in your head by now.
And by the way, today I went on and promoted it on Busted Open with one Dave LaGreca.
Oh, how'd that go?
Oh, it was great. There was a touching moment. I thought it was touching. Dave no-sold it, as we say, but I thought it was a touching moment.
Tell us.
Well, Dave was telling a story to his the co-host he had today, Thunder Rosa, and Nick Nemeth, a.k.a. Dolph Ziggler, about him wearing the pink robe to WWE World. And he said, be honest, Peter, was my brother like embarrassed, like what the hell is wrong with me when he saw me wearing the pink robe to WWE World? To which I wanted to say, well, my brain, I thought that, but I don't think your brother did. What I said was, I'm going to be honest with you, Dave. I said, the only thing I can say about what your brother thinks about you is that he is undyingly proud of everything that you did.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that.
I said, he never stopped showing off about how successful you are. I said, frankly, sometimes it's annoying. It's like he forgets that I also do a wrestling podcast. But no, I didn't. I don't. Honestly, I thought it was actually, I'd like for you to hear it, because it was, I did really get in there. I tried to like pull tears out of it. He kind of played it off. It was like, But
Don is not an emotional guy. Don's never seen him cry.
Is that right?
Oh, he gets emotional. It gets over the top. Michael, I listened to a little bit of the show because I wanted to catch Peter when I was in the car, but I just missed it. He's in fifth gear the entire show.
Runs in the family.
Don doesn't play in fifth gear all day. He comes and goes.
If you listened to my brother's show, you would have a completely different vibe about me.
Okay.
Like he's much more insane is what he's saying.
Well, let me close out this
Yankee
starting lineup brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael K. Show and the official hot tea of the New York Yankees and Serta Pro Painters.
Sure.
When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters. Like, would your brother save you if you were in trouble financially, you think, Don?
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
I don't know. Would you save him?
Of course. We're family.
Well, a lot of families hate each other.
Yeah, but I can't speak for those families. I'm sure your sister would save you and vice versa.
Oh, I'd do anything for my sister. Well, nicest person I've ever met.
But
you broke Dave's leg.
You know what's
I confused it and said he broke your leg today.
No. Don broke his leg.
Apologies.
He couldn't break my leg with a bat. Now, but Peter, did you notice what he said there? I'll do anything for my sister. She's a nice
person. The greatest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. if David was a piece of garbage. He's my brother.
Why wouldn't that matter?
It matters. It matters.
You mean like, you know, Sissy Manson, Charles' sister.
I've never heard of Sissy.
Well, Sissy Manson. You think she'd do anything for Charles?
Well, that's really going.
She calls
but
him
I'm
Chuck.
Just saying, if the person you related to is an absolute animal, you wouldn't help them.
Well, no, but maybe I exaggerated. The quality of person is not the reason why I would save him. He's my brother.
But I'm not saying this is Dave. But if your brother is a reprehensible human being, why would you save him?
Well, if he's Charles Manson, for your example, then yeah, I think I'd cut ties. But
you know, Sissy Michael calls Charles Chuck.
I didn't know that. No,
Chuck Manson. Yep.
Interesting.
What about Squeaky Fromm's parents? What do you think? How do you think they handled that?
That was a given name. People don't know that. That was actually her given name.
you don't know that.
I got to slide right into Diamond Notes right now.
Oh yeah, why?
Brought
why
you not? By London Jewelers.
The creativity is amazing.
I am. I'm being hated north of the border, no, Don. And no. I know you love Canada. And you'd like to be a Canadian.
You know what? You did it to yourself. I saw this movie.
Yeah, I'm with Peter.
But. I didn't say anything. I mean, thou doth protest too much. I just said it's kind of curious that they're fouling off pitches they didn't foul off in the series against the I never said anything.
Oh, come on.
So, I mean, they're dropping F-bombs from north of the border. I love Toronto.
You know what?
Wait, hold on.
They're making salient points.
No, they're not.
Wait, hold on. Here's the question I have, Don. Who is if this is going to be Michael's angle that he didn't say anything as he's putting it?
Right.
My only question for you then today, Don, is who is more gutless, Mushnick or Michael today? That's the only question I have.
No, he can't be at the level of Mushnick
because Mushnick we'll get to. I said I was going to read his thing. There's nothing to read.
There's
apparently.
Nothing to read.
Well, you were at me though. A little shot at me.
Yeah, but it was gutless. He said not a word. He didn't.
But
even now, mention.
Let me defend Phil here for a second.
Oh, no,
why?
There we go.
Because I just want to see what you say to this.
Okay.
Maybe. Somehow, some way, he developed some kind of soul and said, I can't rip this 85-year-old man who's having a day. I just can't do it. What would you say then? I still think it's going to happen on Sunday, by the way.
Oh, well, then all bets are off. He just gave it a day to breathe, you're saying?
Right, yeah.
Enough with this yo-yo.
Yeah.
Let's get back to killing you.
Oh, by the way, we are going to celebrate the legendary career of John Sterling on Yes Tomorrow, starting at 11:30, and then cover the entire ceremony. So if you're going to the game tomorrow, and it's Aaron Judge, number 62, bobblehead, get there at 12:30.
Yeah.
Don't you want to show the man you love?
Hold on, you got to get in there early. It's Aaron Judge, 62, bobblehead, plus they're celebrating John?
Yeah, come on.
You know what? You might sleep at the stadium tonight.
Mm. Yeah, you should be heading over there now.
All right, so let's get to this, Don. You have a problem with what I said?
Well, do you have audio of what you said or no? We don't have it, do we?
I was on the game. I'm sure there's audio that exists. But I phrased it intentionally the way I phrased it, it's a kind of moment. No, I didn't say anybody's doing anything wrong.
Well, but when you threw curious out.
It is curious.
Which means,
you're not explaining. Real quick, Michael said it's very odd or curious that the Yankees just played the Blue Jays in the Bronx. You have it? Here we go.
Oh, good.
You know what's curious to me, though, John? We just saw Blue Jays in the Bronx. And what we watched was a completely different team than the one we've seen here in Toronto. The one in New York did not foul off the amount of pitches that this team does. It's like it's a different team in this ballpark. Now, home field advantage, there is something to that. But why would it manifest itself in the ability to foul off tough pitches?
Well, and you think about Carlos Rodon last night. He had a good fastball, right? I mean, he had good stuff last night and just had a tough time putting away certain hitters in that Blue Jay lineup.
Now, you could understand it the next time you see them after you saw them in the Bronx was a month and a half later. Well, this is a week later, and it's a completely different approach and a completely totally innocent.
What are you saying? What are you trying to say?
Yeah,
they went to school on the Yankees. That's one thing. Why is everybody jumping to say that? I thought they
were
cheating.
You said
I never said they were cheating.
You said it's curious. You said it's different because they're in Toronto.
Right, but only a week later.
Right.
But in Toronto. You said it can't just be the home field advantage.
Right. So it could be that they went to school on him and they have a different approach.
Is that really what you meant?
Yeah.
You know what? I leave it up for you to decide.
Oh, see.
That's weak sauce,
gutless.
Man. own it or not. I mean, are you accusing him of something
because
or not?
I think that all teams push the envelope between legal and illegal. I do.
But, Michael, I'm not mad at what you said. I'm mad at you not owning it.
I am owning it. I put it out there for people. You know what? I like to make people think. Let them think. But instead, I'm getting attacked from north of the border, and I don't like it.
Can't be surprised. So you think the other team's fan base is going to take that as, oh, well, Michael's just curious. No, they're going to attack the out-of-town announcer.
What? That's their issue then. Dal doth protest too much.
That's fine. But for you to be shocked.
Shocked.
That they responded that way. If I didn't know any better, Peter, I would almost think he was fishing for that reaction.
Shocked that there's gambling in this establishment.
You set him up. And I just wish you would own it. Because if you did do that, it's brilliant. It's great. It's great theater. It's great for the game. It's great for you. It causes a little stir. I just wish you'd own it. The second you said curious.
I'm owning what I said.
No, you're not.
I just put it out there for people to think. Mm. Things that make you go, That's all. Maybe Don Mattingly came up with a completely different approach for the hitters.
But that's not what you think.
I don't know what I think.
You think something's going on.
It's a little fishy, but I don't know what's going on.
But if you had to guess, you brought it up.
Mattingly. He's brilliant.
But then you'd say that. You'd say, you know, this is real. Peter, this is what he would say. He's like, I got to tell you, this is the brilliance of Don Mattingly. Have you noticed how they were able to go to school on the mistakes they made at Yankee Stadium? And you say how they turn it around. That's Don Mattingly. Then I'd say, all right, now he's owning the fact that he believed that Don Mattingly is the reason.
Yeah, I don't
but
have
when
to,
you said,
you know
curious,
what? You don't have to spill everything out on the table, Don. No, Make people think.
But there's. You think it's nuance. You think that you're being that guy, that you're really being smart and trying to...
Clever,
exactly. That's what you think you're trying to be clever.
I am clever.
But it can come across as you being gutless.
No, I don't think so. But if that's how, that's where you want to go, that's fine. I mean, I know what you think about me.
But just two things. Own it and then... Peter, I'm shocked that he's upset about the reaction. Do you see how they go?
No, I'm not upset. I'm curious. Why is it happening?
Really?
And yeah. You've told us before that as much as you love Canada and Canadians, when it comes to Blue Jays fans, they're animals. There's
Blue
brutal
Jay fans
fan base
are tough, man. Blue Jay fans. Yeah. Blue Jay fans are the only fan I've ever seen Ken Singleton get angry and almost punch somebody in the face. Ken Singleton, one of the great men of all time. I think it's the amount of alcohol.
You know what it is? It's a perfect example of an inferiority complex. Because if you go to Leaf games, and they sell PSLs at Leaf games. I mean, they're sold out. They're as passionate. You've been up there, Michael. That's the number one team with a bullet. No, not nearly the same. Not nearly the same. Passive even. Like, I did a game up there on a Saturday night, like the first game, and I'm like, Dave, I'm pumped up. It's hockey night in Canada, Toronto. He's like, this isn't Montreal, it's Toronto. They watch it like it's a play. But in Toronto, for the baseball, they're nutbags. Because when it's hockey, Peter, they know that it's their sport, right? That they own it. They know they're the capital of hockey up there, and they don't have to worry about what other people think. But in baseball in Canada, there's the inferiority complex that people think they don't know the sport as well. They're way more sensitive. It's the same people. It's the same city. How can one react for one team one way and the other for another?
Because there's a lot more alcohol in the beer.
Is that what it is?
I think that has something to do with it. Can we talk about something positive, Don? Let's talk about your Mets.
Oh, okay.
You got to be impressed. Yamamoto against Manaea today. It's going to be great. I'm driving home in a hurry just to watch it.
It's an interesting test because everything's kind of clicking here offensively, and they're situationally hitting. And in a lot of these games, they spotted the other opposition 2-3 runs and come back. Now I think they caught Pittsburgh at the right time because I don't think Pittsburgh was as good as their record when they played them, and Kansas City probably the same thing, right? So maybe they were catching these teams at the right time, but still, to be able to go out there and win four consecutive series. To be able to sweep the Pirates the way they did, come from behind wins, situational hitting, Bader's hitting very well, Lindor's been a little bit better. You got to be pretty impressed. 10-3, Michael. They completely washed away what happened to Yo and 5. And now if they can keep their head above water on this Western swing and go into May as a above 500 team, I think that there is a very good possibility that what I hoped would happen, that this team will play meaningful games in September.
I think it's great if both teams are good. I really do.
Yeah, of course it is. And, you know, it's been kind of ignored because of everything's happening with the Knicks and the Rangers and, to a certain extent, the Islanders and all that. So I do feel like baseball's a bit on the back burner with everything that's going on, and you got the draft next week. But I think when this all settles down, when the basketball and the hockey's over, we might actually have a fun summer here with these baseball teams. Clearly, the Yankees are better. There's no question. But, you know, for a Met team with zero expectations to be playing for something – and you know they'll go for it. If we get to the deadline and this team is within striking distance, Cohen's going to go for it.
Now, there was an interesting column by my friend John Heyman in the Post today where he said, if the Yankees lose Soto to the Mets, there's a real good chance that they would go after Pete Alonso.
The Yankees.
Right. And I go, why?
Why?
I mean, if the Mets aren't going to give their homegrown star all that money, why would the Yankees do it? Well, I mean, you just moved Judge to first base. Why would you sign Pete Alonso to a 7-year deal? That makes sense.
Because for all the reasons the Mets wouldn't re-sign him, it's exactly why the Yankees wouldn't sign him. Or do they see something the Mets don't?
There's no way.
And first of all,
you're going to sign another right-handed hitter for Yankee Stadium? For what?
And
lock him up for 7 years? That makes no sense.
You know way better than I do, Michael. But I don't think Cashman and Steinbrenner play that game. Oh, let's stick it to the Mets, and we'll steal their player after
I don't think he meant it that way. He felt that was a good replacement for Soto. It's not.
Listen,
now, the Yankees have an option next year on Rizzo's contract. We'll see how Rizzo plays this year before they decide to pick it up. So even if they do need a first baseman, they're going to lock up Pete Alonso for 7 years?
And listen, is he a better player than Rizzo? Yeah, I would rather have Pete Alonso than Rizzo.
But I think I'd rather have Soto.
But
you think?
Right. Yeah. But all right, Soto leaves for an astronomical amount of money. But I'm sure Alonso is going to be asking for a lot too. Now let me ask you this: if the price comes down, and you end up getting him cheaper than you thought, like let's say you can get him for $25 million a year, do you change your opinion on him?
I don't think so, because first of all, you got 2 more years left on LeMahieu's contract. He could play first.
Yeah, but I don't. Can you count on that, man?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you could count on, what you can't count. But you would then, I mean, you're going to have to replace Soto unless they think that Spencer Jones is ready and Dominguez is ready. All of those things are in. But I just don't think that if it's $25 million down, then the Mets will keep him.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I think the Mets are kind of greasing the skids for his exit because they think he's going to ask for money that they would never in a million years pay. But as we've seen with other Boris clients, that you end up starting next spring training, and now he's not getting the money that he was looking for. And
well, let's put it this way, Don. If he signs with the Yankees, I'll be shocked. I don't think that's where they pivot if they lose Soto to the Mets.
And I believe that Cohen's smart enough to know how much this fan base feels about him, even though it may not be as much as people think, but I still think they would like Alonso to stay, that if the price came down, the Mets would keep him.
But I don't think they'd sign both. Not at 110% tax. If they're going to go after Soto, it's going to be $50 million a year.
I don't know what Cohen's appetite is for that. Like we talked about his aggressiveness for getting Soto. Like, what if this year bottoms out and they lose 100 games again? And do you realize something? I this is a bad Met stat. Grasso told me this. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Since they opened Citi Field in 2009, only one time did the Mets have attendance under 18,000, other than 20 and 21 when you had the restrictions on attendance because of COVID.
Wait, like 18,000 average?
No, meaning like a game in which their attendance was less than 18,000.
Oh, less than
announced.
18. Okay.
It's happened 6 times already this year.
Wow.
Like
So if they hit rock bottom, Don, then it doesn't make sense to keep Alonso.
But if they hit rock bottom, would it be listen, I don't think anybody's going to go see a team that's lousy. Unless Pete's breaking the record for home runs in a season. You've already saw by the lack of attendance now that just I think people weren't buying into this team yet. Maybe things will obviously change if they continue to play the way that they're playing. But if they bottom out, he might pull out every stop possible to try to make up for it. And money be damned.
But if they bottom out, they'll pay Soto $60 million a year. But
right.
I don't think that David Stearns is a fan of 30-year-old first baseman.
I get it, but if...
And I can't dismiss you, Don, because they're in a rebuild. Obviously, they're trying to, like, you know, straddle the line and rebuild and contend. If they were in a real rebuild, they trade Pete Alonso during the offseason.
Right.
But the fact that he is popular with the fan base has forced them to keep him.
Right.
Now, maybe they trade him at the trade deadline, but if they're in it, you can't. But I think there's a real possibility he doesn't return. Maybe the Mets don't get Soto. Maybe Soto actually likes playing for the Yankees, and unless the Mets outbid the Yankees by like $10 million a year, they're not going
to
get him.
I really believe a lot of the decisions that were made this year were to get Soto at all costs. And if that's the case, then if it becomes that kind of a bidding war, then I could see the Steinbrenners tapping out. He might go crazy and go north of $50 million a year to lock this guy up. And if he's all about the dollar, which you would think he is since he has Boris as his agent, then I think it would be really hard for the Yankees to bring him back. But if he decides, hey, I love New York and I don't care about the money, well, then the Yankees, I think, have an excellent chance to bring him back. But if he's all about making the most money possible, and if he's not, fire Boris now, right? You can get any agent to get him a deal with the Yankees during the offseason. But if he's, I think Cohen will go there.
Well, that was Diamond Notes brought to you by London Jewelers. Visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the Americana Mall and the mall at Short Hills. Don, how about BetMGM? What are you thinking?
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, they're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets. Fast and convenient ways to place same-game parlays, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch of the game to the winning fireworks, there's more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for a chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of the MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, the Rangers are in the playoffs, Islanders, the Knicks, the Yankees, and the Mets are playing well. But easily, the most anticipated sporting event of the year is the pickleball showdown between Team DiPietro and Rothenberg and Team Anita Marks and Amani Toomer. Sunday, May 5th. at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. Pre-game coverage kicks off on ESPN New York at 9 a.m. with a live broadcast hosted by Anita as she sets the stage. Then shortly after the show, the paddles come out for the Pickleball Showdown for the Ages. Please be there on May 5th to witness this showcase event at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. And we all believe that Anita and Imani will win.
Hard not to.
Although no fault of Rick's.
No, Rick's wonderful.
Rick's wonderful. He's yummy. He's everything.
Well, again,
Peter
I don't understand
and I
that.
Are not going to be on board with that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just we don't agree.
You don't think he's yummy?
No.
I don't describe anyone with that word.
Even your wife?
Yummy? Yeah. I never have.
Try it on her today.
I don't she'll think she'd it. Like it. No.
I think she'll love it.
I don't know her very well. I know Nancy would have no use for it.
Certainly from you.
Yummy. Let's go to the phones. Mikey in Manhattan. Michael?
Michael K., it is an absolute honor to talk to you and your team. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling, man.
It's really, really a pleasure to have access to a great team like you have there. I just have a question as a John Sterling fan and a Michael K. fan. Listening to you and John in my childhood and going to the game tomorrow is going to be a special moment for myself. The question I have for the team here is just looking at the way John Sterling left and how he left, and even from the press release, the PR going out saying effective immediately, and also with your phone call that you had him on Saturday, was there any chance or could there have been a chance for a reduced work schedule that was offered to John that he would take? I know it was going to be home games and a few select games, but was there any type of back and forth with the Yankees or with the other managements which John worked for, that if he could do a less schedule, 40 games home, 30, and as well as a broadcaster emeritus or a few games here and there,
Mike,
just a fan to hear his voice one more
Mike,
time.
They really tried. I mean, I know I tried to talk him out of it on Saturday, and he said, nope, I'm done. I just can't do it anymore. I'm too tired. I can't make that trip to the stadium and back every day. Chris Oliveira, the GM of FAN, I mean, went to talk to John and said, listen, John, we'll make it work. And John just, hey, it is time. He got in his head, it is time. And, you know, those that have talked to him the last couple of days, he seems so happy and so relieved. And he'll get a chance. You know, we're going to have him on Yes tomorrow during the game for an inning. And, you know, we'll ask him then. But, no, people tried. People tried to, and he said no, he was done.
I mean, was the caller suggesting he was forced out or something?
No,
I mean,
no. They tried. He just wanted to stop.
Yeah, and that immediately didn't come from the Yankees. It came from him.
Yeah.
He was done.
They were the release they gave out was from him. I'm done. He told me on Saturday, Don, I've called my last game.
I'm surprised that it went from like 60 to zero the way that it did. I mean, the guy went from doing every inning, and you saw he didn't want to walk away when he did, taking that sabbatical when he wasn't feeling well, and like it killed him. But so I'm a little surprised that it was so abrupt and so immediate, and I'm relieved that it has nothing to do with him medically. He was just done. But it is shocking to people that you could be, you know, from a guy that looked like he wanted to do it forever to just not even having a goodbye series. It's odd. But I'm glad you brought that up because I don't want people thinking, like, I think that caller was insinuating that he was forced out in some way. No way.
And you know what? We, all three of us, I'm the closest, and I'm still 22 years younger than him. We can't imagine what it's like to be 85 years old and have to have that kind of responsibility and that kind of listenership every single day, and there's so much on your plate. We can't, until we hit 85, if we're ever lucky enough to hit that, you don't know. So we can't put ourselves in John's, you know, shoes right now and say, well, we would have done it different. We don't know. We have no idea. So I give him his space. I love the guy. I want him to be happy. And he sounds happy. That's all I care about, that he's happy. I know a lot of people are disappointed because they weren't finished listening to him. But he's finished broadcasting. 65 years of this, guys.
It's a good run. There's no question about
but
it.
There but there is.
The caller made a good point, though, Don. The way it happened, I understand why it's throwing people off a bit. But, like, I just sort of it's so hard to ever walk away.
Yep.
And I just respect that when he hit the moment, he hit the moment.
I know, but even if, listen, you had to know. the guy's 85, going to be 86 years old, that it wasn't going to last forever. But I think everybody just wanted to have that last moment, right? Just to be able to know, okay, this is the last series or this is the last game he's ever going to do. And that's the closure that I think a lot of fans feel like they never got.
And in Milwaukee, they're dealing with the same thing. Bob Uecker's 91. And he does not want to do a bad job on the air. And they have bent over backwards. You know, Mark Attanasio, the owner of the Brewers, whatever you need, whatever games you want to do, don't have to do every inning. We'll have somebody there do the innings that you don't want to do. And everything was tried with John, too. He felt he was done. Uecker's still plowing through. And I think Vin Scully went until he was 92. It's hard, man. It's hard. Especially on the radio. Uecker does radio, too. Now, he doesn't travel. And toward the end of his career, Vin Scully didn't travel anymore. He just did games at Dodger Stadium. And essentially, John mapped out a schedule this year. He's going to do all the home games, games in Baltimore and Boston that weren't long trips, and City Field. That was it. That was going to be a schedule. He also, I think the thing that really knocked him back a little bit, guys, doing the opening road trip. Going to Houston, long flight. Yeah. Going to Phoenix, long flight. And then coming home from Phoenix, I think that really wiped him out. If he didn't have to go on that opening trip, and he wanted to because he wanted to open the season, and I understand, but if the season opened at home, maybe he doesn't make this decision. Again, that's just me guessing. Because I saw how that road trip, I was on the road trip with him, I saw how it wiped him out.
Yeah, but even though the commute can be grueling from New Jersey to the Bronx, it's not nearly as bad as having to travel as far as he had to travel those first two series. But listen, if he's done, he's done. If he had his fill, he had his fill. I as much as we may not get it,
it's not for us to get.
Not be happy about it. You're right. It's not for us to get or to understand. That's it. And thank God he's still with us. And we'll have Saturday. And hopefully we'll be able to get him on. And I'm sure he'll make appearances here or there. So you can kind of get your fill, but I can understand it. It's rough because
now you guys never listen to me ever. You never take any advice I give you.
Rarely.
Did you read the Tom Verducci story?
No. Jerks. Not out of any malice.
You're the great reader. That's you.
I am.
It would have taken you 5 minutes.
You are a good reader, Don. That's a good point.
Take the iPad into the toilet, boom, you knock it right out.
You're right. No, you're right. And I will read it.
When? Like 3 years from now?
Nah, but I didn't know that I was on deadline.
No, you're not. You just do what you want.
I'm reading Kooks and Degenerates on Ice about the 1970 Boston Bruins.
Right, so that's more important than reading a story about John Sterling.
Yes. Listen, I'm good. I'm going to tell you, now you're pushing me. Are you happy, Mike? No, he's good. You know why? Tom Verducci's letting the people that don't know know. I know. I've worked with Michael Kay for 20-plus years. I've heard every story. I've met John. I went to the booth and hung out with John. And he's a part of my soundtrack, too, even though I'm no Yankee fan. I listen to him a lot. So Michael put me in a very awkward position. But I'll say it again. I'm good.
When we come back, Henrik Lundqvist, the king, Don, they call him. I don't know if you know that.
I was not aware of that.
King Henrik.
Yay!
But first, Peter has some things to tell us.
Well, I suppose I'm willing to tell you those things, Michael. You know why? Because I care for you deeply. With over 300 available sedans and SUVs, gas or all electric, Genesis of White Plains has the right vehicle for you. Take a 13-month test drive with their short-term lease programs on 3 all-electric models. Shop from the comfort of your own home at genesisofwhiteplains.com or visit their showroom. Fully operational during the renovations to serve you, and the 2,300-square-foot showroom will open this summer. They're also celebrating their one-year anniversary and are a Circle of Prestige winner, awarded to the top-performing dealers in the country using both sales and service metrics. Genesis White Plains, newest member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. All right, guys, New York, what up? It's Peter for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Did you hear their 30 for 30 sale? Come get some. You could take up to 30% off MSRP during the next 30 days on brand new Jeep Grand Cherokee, 4XEs, Gladiators, Wagoneers, Grand Wagoneers, all up to 30% off MSRP. Go visit Michelle Scalise during their Jeep celebration event and come get some.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
All right, we're excited. Knicks and the Rangers in the playoffs, the Islanders as well. And MSG Networks will have game one and every game of the series. Henrik Lundqvist, our next guest, Steve Ballaquette, and John Giannone will anchor MSG studio coverage, starting with a one-hour expanded pregame show at 2 p.m. Sunday. Get all your Rangers news, stats, and insights from Henrik and team on MSG's exclusive pre- and post-game coverage every single game. So tune into MSG Network's game coverage and pre- and post-game coverage for the whole series. And he's nice enough to carve out some time for us today, yes. Henrik Lundqvist. Henrik, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great as well. How do you feel about this series?
I'm excited. It's been a couple weeks here leading up to the playoffs. I feel like the excitement is going up. And, Washington as a team, I didn't think they were going to make it just the way they were playing for a while in early spring. But then the last few weeks...
Oh no!
It's this
same
is,
line as Andrew.
Is That's Mercury in retrograde? What's happening?
Wow!
I always hate the boop.
It's almost like it's just it almost worries you.
Like there's a saboteur?
Saboteur or you never want to think that any of your guests ran into foul play, but it's a scary sound. You know what I mean?
I wonder if Phil Jackson's involved.
What do you mean?
Because he was a saboteur.
Yeah, but I don't know why he would be invested in disconnecting Hank from this interview.
Just likes to hurt MSG.
There he is.
There he is.
He's back.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, guys.
As long as you're okay.
All right, so you're talking about Washington. You didn't even know if they were going to get in it. Here they are.
Here they are, and obviously Ovechkin heating up here over the last few weeks. That's a big plus for them. But in terms for the Rangers here, they've been playing so well down the stretch. They have a lot of confidence. I think when you look at a great team, they have all the parts, goaltending, defense, offense, special teams. I think they should feel very confident and feel good about how they end the season and going into the playoffs here.
Hank, you were on a President's Trophy winning team in 14-15, and you went to Game 7 of the conference final that year, so I don't think there was any kind of jinx, but you know the history of what happens to President's Trophy winners. Did you feel any stress? Do you think this team is feeling any going in with the albatross of that responsibility around their neck going into the postseason?
I don't. I think if you look at the top 2-3 teams in the East, 2-3 teams in the West – I think they all feel that expectation of They should try to win. They have the team for it. It's a great opportunity for all of them. So I don't think they overthink the fact that they won the President's Trophy. I know we didn't. It's a nice thing to accomplish, and it shows the consistency you've had throughout 82 games, right? But then you move on, you don't think much of it going into the playoffs.
I always wonder, you know, the few times the Rangers made the playoffs and like seven games. I think that wears you down. Can a team go into a series like this and actually think, let's try to end this quicker than seven so we have something in the tank for the long haul?
I don't think you go in with that mindset because it's too hard. You know, I think the mindset, we need to win. We need to get the four wins. Of course, if you want to go in the long run, it's better to not go to seven every round, no question. But your mindset is not try to end it early. I think you need to have more respect towards your opponent for that. And all teams going into the playoffs now, you even saw a lot of good teams missing the playoffs this year. So it's going to be a battle. No question. Even though it's a big, big change in points or big difference in points between first and eighth seeds, it's still going to be a battle out there.
Well, do you think we see Filip Hedl in the series?
Oh, I'm not close enough to the team to have that insight, to be honest. Only him and medical team can answer that.
Well, let me ask you this way then. Let's say, because he's practicing with a non-contact, like with he's not wearing a jersey with non-contact. He's not rushing with any lines, but he's playing. He's practicing full. What would be the most difficult thing for him if they were to put him in at some point, having not played since November?
I think the timing. Anytime you're away from the game. Just getting used to the speed. I know you obviously practice for a while with high intensity and try to get used to it that way, but it is different when you step out on the ice, and especially into the playoffs, the intensity is even higher and the physicality is higher. So I think that might be the toughest part. And when you add also the adrenaline you're feeling and everything, I think just to get your breathing, you know, especially the first couple periods.
Is there a possibility, Henrik, that you can go into this series if you're the Rangers feeling overconfident? I mean, the Capitals have a negative goal differential. I mean, they sneak in at the end. I mean, can the Rangers possibly be overconfident?
Well, I think that's where Peter comes in, right? It's important that what's being said right now, and back to the respect you're showing your opponent. You know, Washington, they were beating a lot of good teams down the stretch, and they earned a spot in the playoffs. So for that reason alone, you need to be very smart in how you approach the game and this series. And I'm sure they will. They've been very good, I think, all year to evaluate themselves, their opponents, and how to play to have success.
The only thing that kind of concerns me, Hank, and you know the history with this team and Tom Wilson, and I don't think the Capitals really have anything to lose. And, you know, Tom Wilson can get under your skin, and I'm sure Rempe's going to be in the lineup for this, and he's a kid, and he's never been in the postseason before. How much do you think Peter's just hammering home to this team to not get caught up in number 43's histrionics and get drawn into things that you just don't want to have to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think everybody knows what Wilson is trying to accomplish, and to your point, you don't want to get caught. But at the same time, the Rangers have a guy now that can answer the ball if they have to. So I don't think they're overthinking it. They're a competent group in how they play, and they have the guys that can handle that if there's an issue.
Are you amazed at what Ovechkin and Crosby able to do at their ages?
Yeah, it's been impressive to watch. I mean, Crosby, incredible season this year, and Ovi reaching over 30 goals again. You know, I've had so much respect for both of them throughout my career, and now being retired, still watching them play, and they're just dedicated to the game. It's hard to accomplish what they've accomplished without being 100% dedicated to the game. So it's just great to watch.
Don,
no, I work obviously with a lot of guys that played for the Yankees in the postseason, Henrik, and always when the postseason comes around, that's when they say they miss it. You know, they don't miss the grind of the regular season. Are you feeling that as well?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Intensity goes up, the excitement goes up. Watching the games this time of the year definitely makes you miss the game a lot more. You know, it's just so fun to be out there as a player. You're excited for the team, but also you feel the excitement from the fans when you're out there. There's definitely a feeling I'll miss for a very long time. But it's also fun as a fan now to watch. You know, I enjoy it.
Don and I have been going back and forth a lot the last couple of weeks. I'm a Penguins fan. He's sort of thinking, you know, the only way things could kind of move forward for this Penguins team is if Sid wanted to leave and was willing to take a trade. Obviously, you can't be in Sidney Crosby's skates, but can you imagine having that sort of time with a place, three championships, and wanting to leave? Do you think, is it the mentality of a great player like that they just have to get another championship, or would you rather you think close it out and just stay in the place that's brought you so much joy and success?
Well, obviously, only Sid can answer that, but it would be very strange to see him somewhere else. He's been such a big part of the league and obviously for the Pittsburgh Penguins for a long time. And again, I'm sure there's a lot of fans in that area. They're a little nervous right now to see what's going to happen. And in the end, only Sid can answer that one. I'll leave it at that.
I've been harping on 5-on-5 play, which has obviously been something that the Rangers certainly can improve on. At this time of year, is that something that they should be concerned about? Are you overly concerned about how they played even strength?
Well, in the end, it's about winning games, and they won the most games in the league, so. If they rely a lot on special teams to win games, you know, that's one way to do it. And I think in the playoffs, sometimes 5-on-5 is even harder because of the way teams defend and the attention to details. So special teams sometimes becomes even more important. So no, I'm not that concerned on the 5-on-5, to be honest.
All right. When you look at this team, before we let you go, does this team have it to get to the Stanley Cup?
They do. Absolutely, they do. I think there's a lot of teams this year that have it, have the ability and a big chance of making it. But for the Rangers, looking at what they have, what they've done so far this year, their chances are really good, in my opinion.
Awesome. Enjoy the playoffs. We'll be watching on MSG pre- and post-game. All the games will be on MSG as well. We thank you for giving us some time, Henrik.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, enjoy. Coming up, another MSG Hall of Famer, and that is Mike Breen,
who
will be
calling
the first game of the Knicks and the Sixers tomorrow, but on ESPN.
Mm.
So we'll talk to Mike about that series. Do you have something to say, Peter?
I said I love him.
Oh,
he's my best friend.
Dude, no, he never got back.
He never returned your call, did he?
Of course he did.
No, really?
Of course he did. What do you think, he's an animal? That's Mike Breen.
When did he do it?
You didn't doubt it, did you?
What did he say?
He said, and I quote, "Hey Peter, thanks. Can't wait for Saturday. Talk to you tomorrow. I think I'm on at 5 p.m. You good?"
Wow, quite frankly a little disappointed.
What? Why would you say that?
Because
bring this up with Mike, Don.
I thought Michael would have put a stop to it.
I didn't. I told
you
I didn't.
You're disappointed that Michael didn't reach out to his friend and say, hey, don't be friends?
He's disappointed in his judgment of me. That's all.
No, good for you, Peter. I just thought it was going to go differently.
So sad.
Hey, I talk for a living. I'm in the studio or at the ballpark, I am sure to have a cup of Bigelow tea by my side. There's nothing like fueling my voice, body, and soul with only the finest tea, Bigelow Earl Grey. This delightful blend of black tea and real bergamot oil is not your ordinary tea. It's a broadcaster's dream come true. Keeps me energized and focused throughout the broadcast, ensuring I deliver nothing but the best for my loyal listeners. So join the millions of fans that make Bigelow Tea number one in New York. Bigelow Tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees. Empire Outlets on Staten Island is the place to be this spring season for your ultimate shop and dine experience. Empire Outlets is located steps from the Staten Island Ferry, easily accessible to all New York City and New Jersey residents. Shop outlets like Nike Factory, Levi's Outlet, Banana Republic Factory, Guess Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Gap Factory, Nordstrom Rack, and more. Now, you can dine at restaurants including Shake Shack, Bake Culture, and Hazel's 423 Food Truck. Visit EmpireOutlets.nyc and follow on Instagram at Empire Outlets to learn more about what Empire Outlets is offering.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.